It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode, of course, on the Real Estate Breakfast. It is a Saturday morning as we cover the very latest in property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And we'll talk about the Amazon in just a moment. It is the ninth day of March. The weekend is here. I don't know about you, but the past week, for whatever reason, boy, it really did drag for me. So looking forward to a little bit of downtime. In fact, our next guest who we are talking to is having a little bit of a downtime because it's induced by an injury. Scott Mitchell from Mitchell's Realty. Good morning to you in Harvey Bay.
Good morning, Craig. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, but you've been doing it a little bit tough because, as the listeners will know, you are big on fishing. You talk it up. You talk a big game there in Harvey Bay because the fishing is so good. Unfortunately, though, you were in the Amazon and you sustained a little bit of an injury and this tendon in your elbow giving you a bit of grief.
Yeah, it's similar to a tennis elbow. It's from fly casting. So I did do that sort of trip of a lifetime back in November last year where I went to the Amazon fishing for the largest scaled fish in the world, the Arapaima, which are beautiful. I landed seven of those fish in my week fishing in the Amazon. Two of those were just over the 2 meter mark. They would have been 100 kilo fish. And they take some landing on the fly rod, I can tell you. Anyone that follows my fishing profile will have seen the pictures of those fish. And anyway, when I come back, my elbow was not feeling so good. And I've tried to fix it with physio. And anyway, I've had an ultrasounds and MRIs, and I've torn the tendon reasonably badly. So my specialist, we did that PRP, plasma injection. So anyone suffering from tennis elbow, my specialist tells me it's probably the best remedy. They spin your blood around, put the platelets back in and inject them into the tendon, and then you've just got to have a break. So they've told me no fishing for Scott for at least the next 3 months. And already people around me know that I have not been fishing for that length of time already.
So with regard to those platelets, you were saying to me off air, you are feeling much better as a result of that.
Certainly, yes. I had the injection only 3 weeks ago now, so and it's already feeling significantly better. So my specialist, I meet with him again in about a week's time, and he said if we've had a pretty good result with the first injection, we'll probably go again, take it easy for 3 months, and I should be back on the water fishing because everyone knows that I really only sell houses to fund my fishing habit.
Yes, we do. We know it. And just in terms of medical, I mean, it talks a little bit to Harvey Bay because of the medical services, the hospital, etc. That's something in terms of infrastructure. It's always really important to people, and it is there. It is growing.
Yeah, my word, we've got fantastic medical facilities. I don't think there's very little service that you can't get attention for. In Harvey Bay, I went to our private hospital. I do have private health cover. So my specialist comes up here weekly. He also practices between Darwin and here, and he is a fisherman, so he was familiar with my issue. He did tell me that it would be excruciating, and he was correct. So they do knock you out when they inject those platelets straight back into your tendon, I can tell you. Yeah, look, we've got fantastic medical facilities, and hence, you know, we've got a fairly high age demographic in Harvey Bay, and it's comforting to know that we've got fantastic medical services built around that.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk real estate there in Harvey Bay, because over the last week, you've had buyer inquiry that has jumped somewhat. So what do you think the reason for that is?
So far this year, our buyer inquiry across the board has been fickle, I'll call it. And in my opinion, what has been driving that is the majority of our buyers that come to Harvey Bay have mostly needed to sell somewhere else. And the trend has been the bulk of our buyers are coming out of that Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast markets. Some also come down from the tropics up around Townsville and Cairns. And this year, if you've been watching the weather, even prior to Christmas, we've had cyclones, we've had floods. They had some wicked storms down there in the Gold Coast. Two of my clients that were just settled properties here for, they initially wanted to purchase the homes they ended up securing back in November. but they were impacted by that mini tornado that went through Tambourine Mountain just in the back of the Gold Coast. And it took them 3 months to get their properties repaired as an outcome from that under their insurances, that get their houses back sold again. And then finally they were able to come up here subject to the settlements, and those transactions only went through last week. So, those weather events certainly slowed down a few sellers' sales progress, and that then flows through to us because then they're not able to purchase up here until they get a sale result from where they're leaving.
You raise a really interesting thought there, and I'm sure that somebody may have already done this in terms of looking at just the cost of the severe weather and what that is having on real estate, because there is this knock-on effect exactly with what you are saying. Somebody is wanting to buy, to transact. They can't because they've been affected with a weather event. And when you think about the weather events, they're only going to continue with more of them, not less.
We are unquestionably seeing more extreme weather events. And in my 18 years of living in Hervey Bay, this has been the most inclement hot summer we've endured. Today, I must say, it looks like the weather has finally backed out. We've had a nice southeaster. The humidity is gone. And anyone that's going to be in Hervey Bay today, because it's today, we've got the Summer Salt Festival. So we've got some fantastic musicians that are going to be playing on Seafront Oval from 1 o'clock this afternoon. And I will be there with my wife, Katrina, because there's some fantastic artists, Hollow Coves. We've got Missy Higgins playing. Who else was in there? We've got the Birds of Tokyo playing. And then they're going to finish with...
The Eagles.
Cat Empire. No. No, I didn't see the Eagles on that list, Craig. But Cat Empire is going to wrap the show up tonight. So and with any luck, the showers will hold off and we'll have a wonderful afternoon down at Seafront Oval. It's drawn people into Hervey Bay for this weekend. Who knows? We might even sell them a house before they go home.
Yeah, Missy Higgins might come and see you and say, gee, I love this spot. What have you got?
It's been a long time since I've seen her play. We saw her play with Paul Kelly in Sydney, and it would be some 30 years ago. So looking forward to seeing Missy, actually, should be great.
All right, so that is Scott there in Hervey Bay. We'll come back, we'll talk more property after this.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
And good morning if you have woken up in Manly this morning and you're able to see a little bit of the coastline. I see from realestate.com.au, Manly witnessed its first ever double-digit million-dollar transaction of the year as a beachfront penthouse. Boy, this is not bad, getting a $2 million bonus beyond the price guide at auction. It was a three-bedroom penthouse listed at $8 million, then sparked fierce bidding, ultimately closing out at $10 million. And the property itself was constructed in 1919, underwent some modernization in 2010, where they made this addition for two penthouses. And the rest is history, as they say. Somebody's smiling all the way to the bank. And coming up next week, we're actually going to be having a look at a couple of exclusive beach locations on Monday and Tuesday from Perth and Sydney.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
And it is a weekend, a Saturday morning. We are talking with Scott Mitchell there in Hervey Bay. Big concert on today. Sounds like a lot of fun. And Scott, having a look at the regional housing trends. Now, the regional housing is in demand with capital city to regional locations still almost 12% above the pre-COVID average.
The trend is certainly continuing. People are looking to leave those capital city markets, which even if you remember back, the doomsday spruikers were saying, you know, the markets were going to crash in the capital cities, we're going to see 30% falls in property values. None of that eventuated. And those capital city markets are still really climbing, like they're off their bottom of the cycle and there's modest increases happening. So it does come down to affordability. And obviously with some people doing it tough, they're looking at the value of their homes in these city areas and going, you know, we could sell our house, clear our mortgage, move to a regional area, in particular Hervey Bay, buy in at a very reasonable price, which our prices are still considered very reasonable, and probably be less financially tied to the property or have less debt and enjoy the lifestyle that comes with living in Hervey Bay and other regional areas.
Yeah, and the numbers, they do speak for themselves. 3.5 million people have reportedly have a desire to move regionally. And do you know anything about the Regional Housing Summit that is going to be held in, I think it's Canberra next month?
I've only seen that pop up in my CoreLogic emails. So I think that that's, again, going to put a lot of those immigrants coming to the country do go into our city areas. So people are looking to sell out of those areas, move regionally. It's just going to continue to drive the market. And nationally, they keep telling us we've got a housing crisis. And in Hervey Bay, we're consistently told we've got a housing shortage. Even when you look around Hervey Bay at the moment, at the amount of new builds, they're saying we're between 1 and 1,500 homes below supply at the moment.
And just on the growth of the new builds at the moment, it is bringing in jobs, isn't it? I think the job market is pretty buoyant, fair to say?
Yeah, certainly. You could not get a trade or a builder, and build times were really out to 2 years, only 12 months ago, whereas most of the builders now have been able to, because it's inbound, we're getting more trades moving into the area. So the supply and demand again is back where we're seeing new builds are mostly being completed within 7 or 8 months at the moment because we've had a whole heap of trades move to Hervey Bay to help add to this supply and demand for building.
Just before I let you go, because we haven't spoken for a few weeks, so what's been happening over the last 4 to 5 weeks around people wanting to move into Hervey Bay, which is obviously a smaller regional area, and where they're coming from? So can you just talk to that?
Our trend just doesn't really change. The bulk of our buyers are still coming in directly out of the Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast markets. They're the ones that drive our market. There's definitely, because our rental market is still so tight as well, we're under 1%, 0.95%. We're seeing investors come back into the game as well because some of these builders have caught up now and they're putting out some spec homes. So you can actually buy a brand new house and land for between 5 and 6.30, I'll say, is probably the range, depending on how many bedrooms and location. And those properties will instantly return between 580 and 640 a week. So they stack up as a solid investment. And with our forecast, capital growth is projected to see modest increases, 3 to 5% per annum for at least the foreseeable future. It's a great time for people to invest in our market as well. I can't see any changes. Generally, March, April, May are our strongest sales months of the year. The weather backs out. That usually is time of year. We're starting to see much better weather. We often get very perfect weather in the next couple of months. And that brings more people to the Bay. And there's why would you not want to live in Hervey Bay? We always say, how good is Hervey Bay, Craig?
How good is Hervey Bay? You just need to ask Scott Mitchell there. He's suffering with his torn tendon. I guess the good thing is you've got another hand to sign those contracts with.
Yeah, I've become ambidextrous. I'm learning to do things with my left hand as a plan B.
All right, I'll let you enjoy later on today, Missy Higgins, and everything that is going on tonight in Hervey Bay. Thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast once again. Talk soon.
Thanks, Craig. It'll be a big afternoon at Seafront Oval.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And the really big takeaway, of course, is never ever try and do due diligence after you have signed a contract. You are trying to reverse engineer the whole process.
Oh, and it's so mortifying to hear the amount of times when it happens. And I just want to pull my hair out thinking, what on earth were you thinking? But yeah, doing the due diligence after you've signed the contract, after you've entered into a contract that you cannot get out of, right? You do the due diligence then. All you're doing is hoping that you didn't miss something. Knowing when you are bound by that, the terms of that contract, or when you've entered into a binding agreement, that is really important. And that point at which your offer becomes binding is different in every state and territory, as I mentioned earlier.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.